Republican Senator Glenn Grothman says his plan is about helping people. He says if workers in manufacturing and retail are willing, the state should allow them to work 7 days in a row.
People who have two or three different jobs because they want to make some extra money. These people are working Saturdays and Sundays, maybe at convenience stores, maybe at fast food outlets making $7.50 an hour. They may have a factory job who would be willing to pay them time and a half on Saturday or Sunday.
Grothman says the business group Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce suggested the change. He says some employers would like to offer workers more hours.
Particularly as the economy picks up and we have a shortage of welders or shortage of machinists, I think some factories would be able to give these people the overtime if they want it.
Grothman says he understands that everyone won't want to work 7 days a week, but it should be an option for those who do. One person he'll have to convince is Democratic Senator Fred Risser. The two serve on the Senate's Judiciary and Labor Committee. It's considering the bill. Risser says it could allow employers to pressure workers.
If you're an employee and your boss tells you, now, would you please volunteer an extra couple of days, you're going to be reluctant not to accept that.
Risser says he doubts the bill will pass because he's never heard complaints about the existing law. There are reasons Wisconsin has required a 24-hour break each week, according to Paul Seconda. He's a law professor at Marquette University.
One, to protect worker safety. That is, workers, especially in manufacturing and retail, are a lot less likely to hurt themselves if they're not overtired by working 7 days a week. The second reason was to provide for leisure time for the workers so that they could enjoy their family and their community.
Seconda says the third reason was to spread the work around. Employers have to hire more people in order to run operations at full speed 7 days a week. As it stands, there are already exemptions from current law. Among those Wisconsin lets work 7 days a week are dairy farmers and people who work in restaurants and at paper mills. Grothman's bill would add factory and retail workers. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.